Florida holds its presidential primary next Tuesday, and many felons recently released from prison won't be going to the polls. That was supposed to have changed. Last year, Florida Governor Charlie Crist fulfilled a campaign pledge to push through new rules. Felons convicted of nonviolent crimes who had served their time would now have their civil rights, including voting rights, automatically restored. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, the process is anything but automatic.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood, Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church is a busy place. More than 100 people fill the church sanctuary and the parish hall. It's a workshop offered by state and local agencies and nonprofit groups for former felons. Many, like 24-year-old Chaz Green, are here to have their civil rights restored. Green's a big guy with tattoos, his hair in braids, and a gold grill on his teeth. He says he filled out a bunch of forms at the workshop and had his fingerprints taken for one reason, so he can reclaim the right to vote.
You should be able to have a right to voice your opinion about who's going to run your country and who's going to set the rules for you and your standards in America. So, you know, voting is very important in my eyes.
Workshops like this are held a couple of times per month throughout Florida. They become very popular since April, when the process for restoring civil rights of former felons changed. Instead of having to petition the state on a case-by-case basis, the approximately 3,000 nonviolent felons who complete their sentences each month now have their cases automatically reviewed and, if approved, have their rights restored. Elton Edwards with the Florida ACLU says the demand for these workshops has been huge. More than 1,000 people showed up for one held last year.
We basically try to get people back online because, you know, if a person has a felony conviction, they can't vote, they can't sit on a jury, they can't run for public office. And a lot of times when it comes to employment, they are discriminated or outright excluded.
Under Florida law, former felons are banned from receiving certain state-issued occupational licenses, which has limited their opportunities in fields like health care and construction. All this was supposed to change. Disenfranchisement of former felons, withholding their right to vote, is written into the Florida Constitution. It's a principle that dates back to Reconstruction. But when he campaigned for governor, Charlie Crist pledged to change the rules that allow for rights restoration, making it easier for felons to regain the right to vote. Since voting rights is typically a Democratic issue, when the new Republican governor actually did it, even some activists were surprised.
We can't deny the fact that it was a significant step, and it was.
Muslima Lewis heads the Florida ACLU's Voting Rights Project. Although Governor Crist wanted to make restoration of civil rights automatic for nonviolent felons who completed their sentences, he faced opposition from others on the state clemency board. The compromise rules that were adopted still leave many obstacles in the way of rights restoration. 9 months after the rules changed, Lewis says, as many as 950,000 former felons are still unable to vote.
It's a slow process. It's slow going. And individuals who were initially very encouraged in April of last year are now seeing that it's taking them a bit longer. And with this being an election year, people are getting more and more impatient.
The problem is that after decades of disenfranchisement, the number of former felons who suddenly are eligible to have their rights restored has overwhelmed the system. Florida's parole board says that although some 45,000 people had their rights restored last year, there's a backlog of at least 130,000 former felons who are still waiting for their cases to be reviewed. Lewis says people applying for rights restoration are being told it will be several months or a year before their cases will be considered.
That's very problematic. And again, this is a big election year, and we are concerned about whether folks will actually be getting on the rolls in time to vote in November.
The parole board recently received additional funds for rights restoration. Staff there say they're working to process as many former felons as possible before the general election in November. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.